I'm Alex L.
And I'm Libby Delena.
Welcome to this Morning Walk podcast. Hey, Libby.
Hi, Alex.
How you doing today?
Doing really well. I'm really happy to hear your voice. You and I haven't spoken in a little bit, and you know, it feels like walking home to have this conversation.
I'm glad to hear your voice, too. I was just texting you yesterday saying how much I missed you because we haven't talked. You've been traveling and life has been busy. I'm so glad to be back here with you.
Yeah, me too. And one of the things we touched on yesterday was I think we were both feeling we've had a few days or maybe even a full solid week of not wanting to walk. And so tell me about that. Tell me, what did that feel like?
I just haven't been feeling it. I'm at this point now where I'm kind of like, I've walked every day for 221 days. I get to not go. And like, I've been having that back and forth dialogue with myself. Like, girl, you've gone every day for hundreds of days. Like, it's fine. But I cannot get myself to not go. And so what I've been doing when I don't want to go is I just go for a short walk, 5 minutes, moving my body, stretching while I'm walking, a slow 5 minute walk. And then I go in and, you know, I think that that counts for something. It's not my 1 to 2 miles that I normally do, but on the days that I don't want to go, I just honor what I can do and what I have the capacity to do. And I think that that goes hand in hand with how we should be moving through the world anyway, honoring where we are.
I love that. Can you say more about, I thought it was interesting. You said, I can't get myself to not go. I feel the same way. I have felt that way on more than dozens of days. There are definitely mornings when I get up and think the same thing. You've done it for a very long time. Here's an opportunity to maybe not go today and to honor that feeling. But I can't get myself to not go. And I guess for me, where I've ended up is it's often days where I feel like I want a different kind of rest. And so how I hold those walks is like you, it's most likely shorter. And the way I look at those walks is as if they are active rest. I know that sounds sort of funny, but can a walk be restful? And so that's how I've held it. I don't know if that resonates.
Oh, yeah, totally. And to hear you say, can a walk be restful? Can it be easeful? Like, absolutely. And I think most of our walks are that way. And so that's kind of my nudge to go, which is why I can't not go, is because I'm going to find ease in the moment. I'm going to find rest in the motion. And that goes hand in hand with learning how to give ourselves grace, which is something that we've talked about, you know, personally for some time now. Is like, how do we give ourselves grace and find ease and align when we can and when we're ready? And I think that that goes hand in hand with our walks and our commitment to self, our being faithful to ourselves and going anyway, even when we don't want to go. And I think that some folks, they may hear us or watch us and assume that every walk is wanted, you know, or every walk is meditative, or every walk is this Zen experience. And for me, a lot of the times, especially on the days I don't want to go, it is not Zen. I'm grouchy and cold, or, you know, have an attitude. And by the time I get back home, though, I'm always like, you know, I'm glad I did that. I'm glad I decided to go, even though I didn't want to go.
I think that's why we can't not go. And I think you're right. I think it's easy to hear how we talk about it and understand that for us, every walk is this glorious, joyous, meditative, completely nourishing moment. And I would say it really isn't. There are plenty of days I've gone out and basically had to walk myself through a really angry or grumpy moment. But I think the headline is that whenever I come back, things feel better. I always feel better after a walk. It's not to say things are resolved. It's not to say that the walk didn't have friction or discomfort or even anger or overwhelm in it. It's not to say that. It's that there is a little gentleness, a little love that comes from that walk that makes whatever is uncomfortable or even that moment of, I don't want to freaking go. I don't want to go today. And then when you come back, when I come back, I feel I'm really glad I did. That is what I hold on those moments where it's really hard to put that first step outside the door. I just keep reminding myself, you know what? Things aren't going to be 100% better, or you're not going to feel all glorious when you come back, but there is going to be something about that walk that is, it is, can be restful. It is an act of love for ourselves, and that feels good. So that's how I hold those moments. But I, like you, this past week or so, have struggled with my commitment to myself. I've struggled with that fidelity. I've struggled with saying, boy, I can't wait to get out. And there are plenty of days where I do feel I'm really glad to get out, but not this past week. Nope, sure didn't. Yep.
It's so funny that you said that, because as I was out yesterday, and I really didn't want to go yesterday, but I went and it was really beautiful. There's this lovely like pink tree by us. Well, it's a tree. It has fluffy pink flowers. They kind of look like marshmallows. And then when the wind blows, they rain petals, and it's just beautiful. And I was walking. I was like, I'm not going to go my regular route. This is going to be a short walk. And I got to the corner of the street and I was just enamored by how pink the tree was. It was just beautiful. The blooms were glorious. And I went over to the tree and I looked up and I just watched the wind blow the branches and blow the leaves. And it was raining down on me, the little petals. And it was just so lovely. And I was just like, I'm so glad I came out. I'm so glad I came out today and stood under this tree and took in the beauty and got some lovely, amazing photos of the tree, and was able to give myself a gift in that moment, a gift of presence. And a question that came up for me that I actually texted you that I want to be a journal question for this community is, how present are you when you're walking alone?
I love that question.
And I've noticed that on some of my walks, even though I'm alone, I'm not present, right? So a lot of times these days, I'm not listening to a podcast. I'm not taking a bunch of photo and video of the things I see. I'm just allowing the things to be there and allowing myself to look and take it in and then continue on. And yesterday, I was reminded of how present I can be, even on the days that feel hard or heavy, or when I don't feel like walking, or when I'm having just a crap week. I can still find moments of presence and stillness. And so I'm curious to know, how present are you, or how does presence show up for you as you walk by yourself?
Gosh, as I said, I love this question because it's, in many ways, it gets to the core of, I think, why we love walking. It has the ability to be a really conscious, really grounding act. I mean, the simple act of putting our feet on the ground and really noticing that, it's like breath work, I suppose. Each step, a breath in, or each few steps, a breath in, a breath out. So yeah, thank you for asking that. I think it takes work for me to be present, especially on those days where I think, I don't want to go. I almost need to get out of my story, right? What am I living in at that moment? What is bothersome? What is the narrative that I'm living in? And what is the opportunity when I go for a walk to step outside that narrative, those things that are problematic or stressful, and really really ground into the beautiful act of simply taking each step, each breath, each moment under that beautiful tree. You sent me that picture and I thought it almost felt like, you know, it felt like confetti. It felt, you know, I could imagine you standing under it with those beautiful petals falling on you. It's almost like a personal parade, but it's work. It's 10 years of work of staying present during I walk. And I, like you, and in the past few weeks have taken my earbuds out. I have put my phone away and I've really spent a good chunk of time not looking for external clues or messages and just really listening to what it feels like to align my breath with my step and honestly be really, really grateful for that moment. And so it's stepping out of this narrative, which may feel chaotic or busy or stressful or overwhelm, and into the simplicity of and beauty of honestly the each step and each breath and where that might take me. So I love that question. And we will certainly post it on our Instagram in the next few days and look forward to everybody's answer. But when you sent that over, actually, this morning, I really, really thought about it. So thank you for sharing that. Love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm glad that that sparked something in you. And I'm really excited to hear what the community has to say, because I find that even that question is an invitation to slow down and be present, to tune in, right? Oh gosh, every walk is a teacher, man.
Are you drinking any tea right now?
I'm not drinking any tea right now, but what I am going to drink after this phone call is a blend by Brooklyn Tea. And it's not even a blend. It's just mint. And you know, I love mint. So I will be pouring myself some mint tea and I'm going to have it iced because it's a perfect day for some iced tea. What are you drinking?
Well, I am drinking my favorite smoky chai from Saluna Garden out of the mug that you gave me. It is a big, beautiful blue. I don't know who it is that made it, but
Tierra made ceramics.
Oh my gosh. Well, aside from the fact that I love the chai and the tea, I love holding it and it makes me think of you. So you are sitting here with me and we'll talk again soon. I love you.
Yes, I love you. Bye.
Bye. This Morning Walk podcast is produced by
me, Wayne Bertram,
me, Alex L,
and me, Libby Delena.
If you enjoy the show, please be sure to rate, subscribe, and review.
Your support is greatly appreciated.
Don't forget to follow This Morning Walk on Instagram
for weekly journal prompts and photos from our walks.
Until next time,
take care.
Thanks for walking with us.